Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Despite the insane push for electric vehicles, finally, there's a company or two that is starting to get some sanity. Going electric, they've learned, will bankrupt your company. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. Melissa sent me this story, and I knew intuitively it had to happen. Now, if there's anybody that can use electric vehicles, it is the rental car agencies. But Hertz apparently got a swift kick in the naughty bits and woke to the reality of electric vehicles. And as I mentioned, even though I think they could survive it, something inside of them went, this is not the right move. If you're making short trips, having an electric vehicle is fine. But to build a transportation strategy around vehicles that involve freedom of movement anywhere, it is foolhardy to want to go with EVs. And that's just the truth. Look, I'll tell you this. I'm fascinated. I am fascinated by people with the Tesla. Well, Angie and JJ, friends of ours, Angie's my marketing person. JJ's the chiropractor to the stars. But anyway, they have a Tesla. And Angie, I've never been in their Tesla, but she says, Kevin, it is a bullet. And I've seen the stats on them. Just, I mean, don't try to get in your car and outrun one of these EVs. Even that little Tesla, that little M3 or what, I don't know what it's called. It's a 3 or something. That sucker will dust your Ferrari. Don't do it. Don't get embarrassed. But again, and the tech that's in it, the motors being in the wheels and all the different things, man, I think it is absolutely amazing. But it has so many drawbacks, and we'll get to that in just a bit. Reportedly, they say Hertz is reversing course on an initiative to make its move towards electric vehicles. The company announced it will sell a large amount of its electric fleet, and it is going to transition back to gas-powered automobiles. I mean, in the time of getting rid of the gas stove and lawnmowers and all this other stuff, we have a major company who is in the business of carting people around and renting cars to people that said, you know what, we're going to reverse strategy. And as I mentioned earlier, they're not the only one. The company says it's going to sell off 20,000 EVs. This could very well be the biggest sign, folks, of Trump's triumphant return to power. Pardon the pun. Because what company would make such a move if they thought Biden or some other brain-dead, moronic Democrat was going to win the presidency? We're in a time when green energy is it's the gas, baby. I mean, everybody loves the idea of transitioning over. And here's a company that is waking up from woke and says, no more. We're not going to fall for it. We can't build our business around it. Who are these people? They're run by the devil. Or so leftists would have you think. Anyway, 20,000 EVs Hertz wants to sell off. The number constitutes about one-third of its entire available electric vehicle selection. They're going to liquidate Chevrolet, Polestar, and Tesla models. Now, why are they making this move? I mentioned some of the more obvious reasons to move away from EVs. And we've talked about it before, but the biggest one that comes to mind for me is the lack of range. And I told you guys, in another broadcast, one of my friends has a Tesla, and we were talking, and he said, I didn't think about it this way. He goes, yeah, he goes, because I said, what's a charge? Because he kept saying, yeah, to his girlfriend, I think we got enough charge for you to take the Tesla to go back to your place. She goes, I don't know, and all this. Well, anyway, he says to me, he goes, I pretty much know what the charge is going to be in town. He goes, it gets great mileage in town. He goes, but it gets terrible mileage on the highway. And I went, what? And then it dawned on me, well, of course it does. That's where you're speeding. That's where you're going, you know, you're doing 55, 70, 80, whatever. and you're cruising down the road, that's eating up more energy than normal. Well, with your gas engine, you get better highway miles because you're not stopping and starting. You're consistent. You know, you just, you know when to let off the accelerator a bit when you're going downhill, you know, get a little goose here, and you can watch it. And so you know that when they say, when you fill up, it gets an average of 20 miles an hour on the freeway, you know, it's legit. You're going to go, you put 20 gallons in, you're going to go 400 miles. But in a Tesla or any electric vehicle on the highways, when it goes, he says it gets cut in half. And I was like, really? He goes, but in the city, you can do it. Well, in the cities where you have the least worry, if your Tesla conks out in the city, you get an Uber, go home, and then you get the thing. I don't know what you do, but maybe bring your charger kit. But you get what I'm saying? Anyway, so the lack of charge, you know, in terms of or knowing what the charge is going to get you, and then how long does it take to charge? That's the other thing, right? But in announcing this shift back to mostly gas-powered vehicles, Hertz CEO, who's a guy named Steven Scher, pointed to other issues. For example, the cost of repairs caused by damages is much higher for EVs and for their counterparts. And also, here's one, electric vehicles depreciate faster than gas-powered vehicles. So let's just deal with the first one. The first one is electric vehicles are when they get damaged. If they get damaged, and I'm going to use a Tesla as an example, you hit the wheel, you hit something in the back of a car, you know, a regular car, where the engine is in the front, and no harm, no foul. You hit a Tesla, you bump the wheel or shift it off, and you've messed up one of the motors. Anyway, and I don't have the statistics, but I do know this. It's not cheap to get these things repaired. It's much more, you know, it's certainly 20, 30, 40% more expensive to get an electric car fixed than it is to get a regular car fixed. And then there is that nasty depreciation. And we talked about it where there was a girl, I mean, I chuckle at it, but it's true. Her dad gets a 3-year-old car, pays $14,000 for an electric vehicle. They think, whoop, sweet. You know, the retail on the car, I guess probably the gas version would be, you know, $20,000 something. They think they got a deal. Months later, only a few months later, they got to replace the battery. And the replacing battery almost cost more than the car. That's what a lot of people are experiencing. So would you want, I mean, you might get a heck of a deal on a Tesla and find out you got to buy a $20,000 battery. I don't know what they cost, but it's not cheap. So this is a sign. This is one of these signs. Why would this company do this at this time? We'll talk a little more about it when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Talking about major news, it's an indicator that Donald Trump will be the next president of the United States. It has to do with the rental car company Hertz and many others moving away from electric vehicles and back to what? Those gas-guzzling, dirty energy-using automobiles. Oh, my goodness. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. I'm excited to bring you this news that is an indicator of what's about to happen. The surprise move, they say, and this is Hertz deciding, we're not doing EVs anymore. We're not investing in them. We're going to, in fact, start liquidating our EV inventory because we're going to start buying gas-powered automobiles. That is huge. But they say the surprise move comes just 2 years after plans were revealed to convert a quarter of its rental selection to EVs by the end of 2024. This major move will send a tsunami through the electric vehicle world. Think about that. They were going to put one quarter of its rental selection to electric vehicles. Now you're saying, Kevin, well, what number is that, black man? Give me math. Give me numbers. Don't hold out. You ready? As of 2020, Hertz had 424,000 vehicles in inventory. So they were going to have over 100, and by the way, it's more than that now. It's more than that. This was in 2020. We're talking 4 years later. Certainly over three, because we just got into 2024. But anyway, Hertz was going to have over 100,000 electric vehicles by the end of this year. And now they're going to get rid of 20,000 of them. They're liquidating, what did I say? A third of them. What is that smell, man? Is it this jacket? I put on a jacket, and now I can. It's got like a floral scent. I don't like all that stuff. I want unscented. Anyway, you can see the big shift here. This is one company. What do you think Enterprise is going to do? What do you think other people, fleet managers, are going to do? What do you think this is going to do in the trucking industry? The price of goods and services going up that high. Look, they've got passenger trains that have gone, what they work on, like, a, I don't know, some technology, the bullet trains. That's fun. That's fine for passengers. But what about product? You think you can carry tons and tons of product by rail on electric? I mean, the cost is prohibitive. But Hertz isn't the only person doing this. Many automobile manufacturers have awakened to what I call the EV scam. That's what it is. It's a scam, a money grab. And now they're acting accordingly. Let me give you some numbers. Last year, Ford announced it was rethinking EV production. We're not talking about small numbers here. They're losing money, big time money. So let me give you the numbers. In this latest setback, Ford is cutting back on another significant EV investment. I'm reading this. The company is scaling back plans at its $3.5 billion EV battery plant in Michigan as it adjusts to market demand. You don't want these cars. You want to know why? One, you've seen when they don't work. Like when it rains or floods, your car is dead. And it's not just temporarily dead. It's dead. Deader than disco. Your internal combustion engine car can go be submerged for a little while and still crank. But your EV car is completely dead. So there's a lot that goes into this. And I've already given some bad news when we did the first segment. I mean, the cost of these cars to operate is much more expensive. They make it sound like, oh, well, gasoline prices are so high. Do the per mile price on EVs. You'll find out it's more expensive than gas. And it's only going to get worse as the grid gets bogged down. You can't depend on the mileage of an EV. I realize it's touch and go a little bit on your gas car, but when you fill up and it says you got about 350 miles of gasoline in your car, you have about 350 miles worth of gasoline. It's pretty close. EVs, they can't really tell you. So it's a wish and a promise. It depends on how you drive, what you get. I mean, you think in full glory, when you got the heater on and you got the radio on and you maybe somebody's playing on a game or a computer, you know, charging from the car, did an EV would last? Then there's the repair cost, there's depreciation and a host of other things. They're not a great investment. And look, I do like them. I like the idea. I just saw one that's in the little car. It said 55 plus, you get a discount on this car. I qualify. But it's a cute little car. I think of it like a golf cart. I love electric golf carts versus when I get a golf cart, I prefer electric over gas powered. I don't own it. As long as it's charged up and I put my bags on, I can move around. I like the quiet of it. But I would use it only for that, booting around the neighborhood or something like that, going to get groceries. But I don't know that I want full electric. And I've seen the fires that get caused by these electric cars, man. This is not some, forget the keeping a fire extinguisher in your car. There's nothing that's going to put that fire out. These electric car batteries are something else, man. Anyway, let me get back to these numbers. Ford said it is retiming and resizing some investments. Although it remains bullish on its long-term strategy, Ford is reducing its investment and cutting jobs at the Michigan EV battery plant. The company is cutting production capacity at the facility by over 40%. It expects the facility to produce about 20 gigawatt hours, a big difference from the 35 gigawatt hours initially expected. They're also reducing the investment in the facility by nearly $1.5 billion while cutting the expected number of jobs to 1,700. Now, let's talk about Tesla, the 400-pound EV gorilla. This was October of 19 of last year. Tesla joined General Motors and Ford in being cautious about expanding EV production capacity, citing economic uncertainties and underscoring fears of a slowdown in demand. Let me tell you what's happening. The government forced people to take a look at EVs. Great. Technology evolved. A wonderful technology, wonderful cars, etc. They have their purpose, no question about it. But now, it's like that booster shot, the COVID shot. Everybody's like, wait, I don't think I need it. And I certainly don't need any boosters. And if Elon Musk is smart, he's going to look at this and say, you know what? I am going to slow things down, and he did. He said he was worried that higher borrowing costs would prevent potential customers from affording his vehicles despite substantial price cuts, and he would wait for the clarity on the economy before ramping up a planned factory in Mexico. So here's what they summarize. Many are dialing back. GM scrapping its target of producing about 500,000 new EVs by the middle of next year. Ford extended its timeline to hit a goal of 600,000 EVs in a year. And even Tesla sees demand softening. Trump's in, baby.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News. I'm Corey Myers. Winter weather making air travel difficult across the country. More than 1,200 flights are already canceled and 1,300 delayed. That's according to the tracking site FlightAware. The storm impacting airports from Houston and Chicago to New York. The FAA holding back some airlines to wait for the bad weather to pass. Today's flight disruptions follow yesterday's with more than 3,300 canceled. Donald Trump easily won the Iowa GOP caucuses, more than doubling the 24% support he received in 2016. Caucus-goers ventured out in sub-zero temperatures to deliver that victory for the former president, whose 30-point win was the largest for a contested presidential caucus in modern Iowa history. This is USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I love that Donald Trump can generate so much suspense from such a, what quite frankly is not even that big of a deal in the scheme of things, and it's his VP pick. Now, you may say, Kevin Jackson, what are you talking about? It's not that big of a deal. It isn't that big of a deal. I'm going to assure you that at the end of this segment of listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255, if you want to chime in, that Trump's VP pick isn't that big of a deal. And I've touched on it before, but I'll touch on it again, because I can touch on anything I want. Yeah. I've been asked on multiple interviews what my thought were going to be for Trump's VP pick. I've shared this on the program. And even knowing that I've gotten this question, I still don't have an answer. And I think it's something that should be discussed amongst us all. Talk amongst yourselves if you wish. But I do want to know. I want to know what you think. I know who it won't be. I know it won't be Nikki Haley. See, Nikki Haley blew her chance, as did Ron DeSantis. Trump responded to this question during his town hall. They write, former President Trump suggested he knows who's in the running as his vice presidential pick should he win the GOP nomination. Trump attended, a Fox News town hall in Iowa, where anchor Martha McCallum asked who would be in contention to join him on the Republican ticket. Well, says, I can't tell you that really. I mean, I know who it's going to be, Trump said. Asked if he'd be willing to consider any of the people who ran against him in the primary, and Trump indicated, I've already started to like Christie better, which was hysterical. We talked about it a little bit the other day. What a funny thing to say. Great sense of humor. Christie had dropped out of the primary earlier in the day and criticized candidate Nikki Haley in the process. I also heard he criticized DeSantis, but I forget. Did we find something on that? I'm pretty sure Christie said something about DeSantis blowing it. But DeSantis is, he's damaged goods. Nikki Haley is destroying him with one single thing. You know what it is, right? She says, you've spent $150 million and you didn't even get a t-shirt. And DeSantis has nothing to say. He can't come back on it. Anyway, more to talk about with this, because and we've touched on it. I don't want to make it sound like we're going to get something new here, but I'm curious as to what you think. And I'm curious as to, do you believe that it's going to have a big enough impact? It could. I think there are ways that it could have an impact. Let me put it a different way. Is there somebody that really adds a value to the Trump ticket? I mean, if I put a gun to your head and said, who really adds value? I don't know. I want to get into it a little bit. Look at everything that Trump was supposed to bring. You know, like in other words, they picked Pence last time, and we talked about this. Pence was supposed to be a stabilizing factor for Trump. But Pence was a chump. It was Trump and the chump. He didn't add anything to the ticket. Nobody missed him. Nobody went to Pence and went, what are your thoughts? He was a placeholder. And I don't think he's much more than that. So who could he get that wouldn't be a placeholder? I mean, I know people are kicking around Tucker. By the way, one of my staffers, we did an interview with Tucker. We'll publish it only for the people who are in Backstage Club. You'll get to hear. Fascinating. Fascinating interview. Anyway, Tucker, no political experience, fine. Hasn't been vetted completely. I don't know what they would, you know, want to gig Tucker on. Bright guy. But would you, think about it. Would you want him to be president? My short answer would be, yeah. I think Tucker would be a good president. He doesn't have the experience, but he's smart enough to get it. Now, I'm going to leave it for you to read the article, because I already know what Tucker would say. And and don't think you know the answer, because you don't. I promise you, you don't. Anyway, what about Kristi Noem? Pretty lady. Definitely conservative. What about Carrie Lake? You know, she's a beautiful lady, very media savvy, national stage, fundraising juggernaut. No experience, but that's what we kind of want. But no foreign experience either. No political experience whatsoever. And to be honest with you, less than even a Tucker, because all she did was read the news. Tucker is a political pundit. He studies the issues. I'm just giving you food for thought. Let me go back before we do any more on those. Joe Biden, let's look at Biden. He's stuck with Kamala Harris. I think he wants out of the relationship, but how can you get out of it? You picked a black female vice president, who, by the way, has been a campaign nightmare, adds nothing to the ticket. I mean, she doesn't brings California. You were going to win California hands down. Too many nutcases out there. So she doesn't bring that. Used to be they picked their VP to bring the state, you know, like win over a state, a battleground state. Not anymore. In addition, the Biden campaign's got to run a real campaign. For whatever period of time the joke can last, they cannot not represent. They got to be out there. Joe can't be in the basement. I don't know if you've seen him out on the stump recently, where he walked into the coffee shop and he says, I'm here from the government and I represent the Senate or something stupid. Did you see the video of Joe Biden? He goes up to a little girl and he's talking to her and then he starts to whisper. And the little girl looks over at somebody and then she recoils. And she gets away from him. It's almost like his mom or the girl's mom or dad said, back up, get away, you're too close. It was eerie, and it's gone viral because it's funny because the little girl, she's not impressed. She looks at him like, first she's smiling, but with really, you know, pensive, like, who are you? She doesn't even recognize him. Oh, and in the video, I don't know if you've seen it. Either one of them, the one where he goes in and he says, I'm with the government, I'm in the Senate. Nobody gives a crap. Nobody gets up. They're like, that's the vice, that's the president of the United States. Oh! And they mob him. I did a piece on this. I showed you Donald Trump, people waiting in the frigid cold of Iowa to get inside to see Trump. Then you get inside and it's packed. It's packed. People are, you know, it's so beautiful to see. Really is. Anyway, let me move on. If Biden and Harris, if that ticket survives the primary, it's not going to survive the actual election. Trump will get his second term. And even if Democrats jettison Joe Biden, they're still going to be in trouble. Because they're going to choose a rich white man to replace him. And the leftist feminists and the Me Too hags are going to go along with it. Yeah, they're going to embrace this new young white savior. And Trump is going to mock them all. Yep, he's going to mock it and he'll win. Now, I want to go back to the Trump vice president. Pence became a presidential candidate. Laughable campaign. One of the first ones out. I want to tell you, this is Trump's number two. Think of him as Michael Cohen. He's Trump's attorney, and he ends up in jail, not the client. Pence did nothing. He's not missed. But he did Trump a big favor because he proved that Trump doesn't need a stabilizing agent to win. Trump could run without a VP and still win. But he's going to pick somebody, and who will it be? I want an answer from you people out there. So here's my thoughts, going back to what we expressed earlier. None of the people who ran against Trump can be picked except one, Vivek Ramaswamy. By the way, I'm not telling you I would pick Vivek as Trump's VP. I'm telling you he definitely could be considered. He's got to beef up his foreign policy bona fides, but he is a good campaigner. He's young. He's Indian. He's an entrepreneur. He's very smart. He is the future of the Republican Party, and he could use an inside peek as to how things work, and this would round him out. And I know there are people who are going to disagree about Ramaswamy. And again, I'm not making an endorsement per se. I'm just saying he needs a look. But remember this. Trump doesn't need a VP. So why not give it to somebody who's made a real dent in politics and punish the ingrates at the same time? Those are my thoughts.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel the difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Democrats have only one hope of defeating Donald Trump, and that's they got to take him out. And when I say take him out, they got to get him out of the race. They're willing to do it using the judicial branch, all the frauds that are waging cases against him, or something more sinister. I honestly believe that Democrats would do whatever it takes to keep Trump from serving a second term. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Currently, four different leftist attorney hacks have filed 91, it could be 93 because I've seen 93 now, indictments in hope of demolishing Donald Trump's chances of being president again. And what's funny, most funny to me about it, is the coup of Trump in 2020 during the presidential election was supposed to solve the Democrats' problems. But what they didn't plan for in their long game was Trump not being completely destroyed. Thus, All the Democrats did was delay the inevitable second term of Donald Trump. And what a difference a stolen election makes, folks. 4 years almost post-coup, and Americans not only see the impact, they feel the impact, which is the worst part of the so-called Biden presidency. Joe Biden has demonstrated himself to be nothing more than a menace to the American people and the American society, particularly our economy. And if we had any media and a justice system, Biden would have been impeached multiple times, run out of office in his first year, or better, he and his crime family would have been locked up in prison. But we don't have legitimate media. We don't have a legitimate justice system. We have a dual system of justice and a media that works for the DNC. And these people want you to believe that Joe Biden is a viable candidate. Yeah, the guy who stands atop the pile of rubble that he's created. Biden's polling stinks. I'm going to tell you stuff you already know right now. His polling stinks, but mostly his polling is based on his policies. And the biggest one that's hurting people is Bidenflation, which has crippled the middle class and the poor. But Biden claims it's just bad reporting and not the reality that people are facing daily, and of which they complain constantly. They're just a bunch of complainers. Apparently, Americans' real inability to pay our bills is a right-wing conspiracy. But we are fed the nonsense that Trump can't win. Despite former Democrats and moderates switching to Trump in droves, in record numbers, the media drones on that Trump can't win. Sweet low, sweet chariot. They want you singing on Negro spirituals, conservatives. And Democrats have no problem explaining how they plan to pencil whip Donald Trump again like they did in 2020. I want to play this interview by a guy named Scott Gallagher. And in it, he explains two things. One, Biden will get reelected, he says. And two, mathematically, Trump cannot avoid prison. They've stacked the deck against him. Here's the clip.
You have predicted that Biden will be reelected and Trump will go to jail in 2024. How sure can you be? Why are you saying that?
Well, I don't think you can be sure. If you look at the jurisdictions he's been charged in, they have between a 70% and 92% conviction rate, and only a third of people who receive the indictments or the charges that he's received don't end up with prison time. So even if you were to discount those statistics or cut them in half because it is a different situation, it just seems mathematically improbable that he won't be sentenced to prison at some point. So it's become a bit of a game show, and that is his objective is to slow down the trials until after. But if you look at statistically the likelihood that one of these 93 charges will stick, it just feels mathematically likely something is going to stick here.
So they say 91, but nonetheless, we're just picking years.
Okay.
And you think these trials, at least one of them, will come to fruition and, you know, sentencing before the election?
I think we'll find out in the next couple months.
And American people have said, basically, that even though he's the front runner right now for the Republican nomination, and in some places even ahead of Biden in polls, which are far out, that they wouldn't vote for a convicted criminal, essentially.
Yeah.
What do you think about the polls? Where do you think people are headed if he does get convicted?
Well, the poll I've read is that 7% of his existing voters would say they wouldn't want to vote for someone who'd been convicted. And your first reaction is, that's exceptional that his base is that hardened at less than 1 in 10. But that 7% would be enough to make it virtually impossible.
So,
did I say Gallagher? I should have said Scott Galloway. Scott Galloway's got the numbers, folks. Between 70 and 92% conviction rate and only a third who received the indictments or the charges that Donald Trump has don't end up with prison time. So, Scott Galloway's like, it's a foregone conclusion. Man's going to be going to prison. Yep. Four different prosecutors, Jack Smith, Letitia James, Fannie Willis, and Alvin Bragg, four different ones are going after Donald Trump. And you want to know what they all have in common? Every one of them is now in big problems ahead. Every one of them is in danger of being disbarred. Every one of them, there's precedent to say, why would you do this? But they think the end justifies the means. They believe they're covered. We're going to see. So Galloway uses the background, his infinite math background. Because I looked him up, I was like, he's got to be a mathematician. I mean, he's pretty much concluded that Joe Biden will get elected despite the polls that prove otherwise. And I don't know what numbers he's seeing, but the ones I'm seeing where Joe Biden's at 33% approval, 31% on certain issues, some lower than that. That's the Biden he says is going to reclaim, get his second term in office, going to keep Donald Trump from getting his rightful second term. Galloway has no background in math or logic for that reason, and as it turns out, he's described as a clinical professor of marketing at New York University School Stern of Business. No background in math, but he's an expert in marketing BS. Actually, neither math nor marketing appear to be his forte, because Galloway has already made a prediction about Donald Trump. I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but he said Elon Musk would not allow Donald Trump back on X, or what was formerly Twitter. And he turned out to be wrong, because Donald Trump did let him back. Donald Trump back. I don't know if Trump's taking him up on it, but he at least did. So he is wrong not on this idea. I mean, and I've come to a conclusion about these guys that I'll get to in a bit. I'm talking about the naysayers. I've come to a conclusion about them. But he's definitive. Joe Biden's going to win. I've got the numbers. I would love for anybody listening to my voice, show me the numbers that show Joe Biden winning. Please, give me a poll, any poll. I saw one the other day. We have a clip of it, where a guy says Joe Biden's going to win. He's up by 2 points in one of the battleground states. It's a flat-out lie. It's not true. But not only was Galloway wrong on whether Trump would get back on Twitter, he's wrong on these indictments. And let me tell you what it is. He's feeding on the wishful thinking of leftists. That's a way to grow your audience quickly. Be anti-Trump. In case you've missed it, fake media news like CNN, they cater to these small leftist audiences with pundits like Galloway. How could this man possibly believe that Joe Biden would be reappointed? I didn't say reelected. I said reappointed. Even Joe Biden's handlers know, they know it. They get it. And they want no part of having to handle him again for 4 years. The feebleness of his mind precludes it. And they're going, we can't do this. I know that's part of it. Nobody's going to say it, but I know that it is. Can you imagine even one more year of having to manage Biden, a buffoon? Now, here's the second part of it. Galloway doesn't think Trump's going to get arrested. He just knows that's how you get the clicks as a leftist these days. Be anti-Trump. People who voted for Biden need to have their heads examined. People who continue to support him have the intellect of baboons. It's really that simple. Galloway and those who believe him have Trump derangement syndrome. TDS is what they call it. But all the wishful thinking in the world is not going to change what's going to happen in 2024. This year, later this year, Trump will get elected for his second presidential term. America's going to be made whole again, and leftism is going to suffer mightily, as it should.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
7.